At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Rohini Nakshatra. Cognitive subconscious patterns. Audio, visual, and kinesthetic. Some people move through life absorbing beauty, stability, and comfort, drawn to sensory pleasures and creative expression. They don't just experience the world. They immerse themselves in it, shaping it to reflect their desires and aesthetic vision. Rohini Nakshatra isn't about fast action or rigid discipline. It's about cultivation, attraction, and manifestation. Their subconscious processing is wired for creation and retention, meaning they don't just react to the world, they absorb, refine, and bring it to life. If we break it down through NLP cognitive styles, audio, visual, and kinesthetic, we can see exactly how they perceive, process, and engage with their environment. If their mind is visually dominant, they don't just see beauty, they mentally compose it, appreciating symmetry, color, and artistic balance in everything they observe. If Venus is in the first house in Rohini, they filter the world through aesthetic awareness, making them naturally attuned to fashion, design, and physical presentation. They visualize their goals, relationships, and personal success with vivid clarity, often manifesting what they desire simply by holding the image in their mind. However, if Venus is in the seventh house, their visual focus shifts outward, making them highly attuned to social cues, romantic attraction, and the visual dynamics of relationships. They subconsciously adjust their style and demeanor based on how they want to be perceived by others. If Mercury is in the third house in Rohini, their auditory processing is refined, rhythmic, and expressive. They absorb sounds, words, and intonations with heightened awareness, excelling in speech, storytelling, singing, or persuasive communication. They process spoken words musically, ensuring that their speech is harmonious, engaging, and influential. If Mercury is in the ninth house, their auditory learning expands beyond conversation, making them drawn to philosophical discussions, sacred chants, or poetic forms of wisdom, allowing them to process big picture knowledge through verbal exchange rather than just structured study. If Moon is in the fourth house in Rohini, their kinesthetic processing is deeply emotional and sensory based. They don't just experience emotions, they physically feel them, holding memories within their body and emotional core. They learn best through sensory engagement, repetition, and emotional connection, thriving in environments where they can touch, nurture, and interact with their surroundings. If Moon is in the 10th house, this kinesthetic awareness shifts toward career and status, meaning they process professional success through physical achievement and long-term emotional fulfillment. They need to feel stability and security in their work to fully engage with it. Rohini's deep sensory engagement and ability to attract and manifest make them masters of creative visualization, verbal charm, and physical presence. Whether they see, hear, or feel their reality, they process experiences through a filter of pleasure, beauty, and refinement. Their greatest strength lies in their ability to cultivate what they desire, ensuring that their world reflects the harmony, security, and abundance they seek. Rohini Nakshatra, motivation direction. Some people move through life driven by desire, creativity, and the need to cultivate beauty and abundance, while others seek external validation, stability, and emotional security as their primary motivators. Rohini Nakshatra isn't about harsh discipline or aggressive ambition. It's about growth, nourishment, and the ability to create and sustain what they love. Their motivation is not fleeting or impulsive. It is consistent, deeply rooted, and fueled by attraction and emotional connection. Whether they are internally motivated, self-driven, or externally motivated, responding to external influences, depends on planetary placements within Rohini, shaping how they engage with desires, creativity, and stability. If Moon is in the first house in Rohini, their motivation is purely internal, meaning they act based on personal emotional fulfillment, creative vision, and self-expression. They don't need external validation. They pursue goals because they feel drawn to them, not because of societal expectations. Their self-worth is deeply tied to their ability to create and nurture. However, if Moon is in the seventh house, motivation becomes externally activated. They feel most driven when supported by relationships, admiration, and social approval. They seek partnerships that enhance their emotional security, and their ambitions are often tied to how they are perceived by others. If Venus is in the third house in Rohini, motivation is self-directed, but inspired by artistic and intellectual stimulation. They are drawn to learning, communication, and creative self-expression, and they take action based on pleasure and inspiration rather than strict obligations. However, if Venus is in the 10th house, their motivation shifts outward. They are driven by status, recognition, and how their beauty, charm, and creative efforts are received in professional or public settings. They measure success by how much they can influence their environment through art, relationships, and social appeal. If Mars is in the sixth house in Rohini, motivation becomes internally structured and endurance-based. They work hard not for immediate gratification, but to build something lasting. They are disciplined and prefer steady, methodical growth over rapid, unpredictable success. However, if Mars is in the 10th house, their motivation becomes externally competitive. They are driven to prove themselves in career, social status, or business, seeking validation through ambition, authority, and recognition. They thrive in visible leadership roles where their success is acknowledged by others. If Rahu is in the fourth house in Rohini, their motivation is internally restless, fueled by a deep emotional craving for stability, belonging, and personal transformation. They seek to create an idealized version of home and security, often striving to fill an internal void by pursuing comfort, relationships, or material success. If Rahu moves to the 10th house, motivation shifts outward. They become obsessed with achieving status, wealth, and external success, often pushing boundaries, taking risks, and chasing unconventional paths to gain recognition. Rohini Nakshatra is fueled by desire, attraction, and the need to create and sustain beauty, love, and abundance. Whether they are self-driven visionaries, emotionally anchored nurturers, career-focused achievers, or status seekers, their motivation is rooted in consistency, emotional fulfillment, and the ability to cultivate a world that reflects their deepest desires. Their challenge is to balance external validation with inner contentment, ensuring that they pursue success for their own fulfillment rather than just for approval from others. Rohini Naksha, attention, direction, self or others. Some people are deeply attuned to their inner world, focusing on personal desires, emotions, and self-expression, while others can constantly monitor external dynamics, responding to relationships, social settings, and the expectations of others. Rohini Nakshatra, known for its sensory awareness, attraction, and nurturing energy, naturally leans towards self-fulfillment and emotional security. However, whether they are self-focused, centered on their own needs and creative expression, or others-focused, attuned to external validation and relational harmony, depends on planetary placements. Moon and Venus in the first or seventh houses influence self or others-oriented attention, while Saturn and Jupiter in the fourth and tenth houses shape whether they are internally or externally driven. If the Moon is in the first house in Rohini, their attention is highly self-focused. They are deeply in touch with their own emotions, desires, and personal fulfillment, often prioritizing their needs before external obligations. They are naturally self-reflective and intuitive, preferring to make decisions based on what feels right to them, rather than relying on external approval. However, if the Moon is in the seventh house, their attention shifts outward. They become highly aware of relationships, social dynamics, and how others perceive them. They may feel the need to balance their personal needs with their partner's expectations, often seeking external validation and emotional reassurance from others. If Venus is in the third house in Rohini, their attention is self-driven but socially expressive. They are motivated by creative communication, pleasure, and personal relationships, but their engagement with others is still rooted in what satisfies them personally. They enjoy expressing themselves through speech, art, or social charm, but they do so to enhance their own sense of joy rather than to serve external expectations. However, if Venus is in the seventh house, their attention becomes externally focused as they become deeply invested in maintaining harmony, beauty, and balance in relationships. They are highly attuned to social cues, attractiveness, and how they are perceived in partnerships, making them more dependent on external validation. If Saturn is in the fourth house in Rohini, their attention remains inward-focused, often centered around emotional stability, security, and personal discipline. They are highly self-reliant, cautious, and protective of their inner world, making them less likely to seek external validation. Their focus is on building a foundation for themselves, rather than constantly adjusting to others. However, if Saturn moves to the 10th house, their attention becomes externally structured, prioritizing reputation, professional authority, and public perception. They measure success by how well they are respected in society, making them more concerned with external expectations and responsibilities. If Jupiter is in the fourth house in Rohini, their attention is internally expansive, meaning they are focused on emotional wisdom, philosophical reflection, and personal spiritual growth. They seek inner contentment rather than external approval, often prioritizing family values, traditions, and deep self-awareness. If Jupiter moves to the 10th house, their attention shifts towards social influence, leadership, and the need to guide or inspire others. They focus on how they can contribute to society, expand their professional standing, and leave a meaningful impact in the external world. Rohini Nakshatra's natural ability to attract and manifest allows it to function both inwardly and outwardly, depending on planetary influences. The challenge is balancing personal fulfillment with the need for social validation, ensuring they don't become overly self-absorbed or excessively dependent on external praise. Mastering this balance allows them to create, nurture, and inspire while staying true to their inner desires.